Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You'd be surprised what the team it takes to bring VFN TV, VFN Radio together. And all the team is not even here yet.
But
the team that we do have. And by the way, if God's speaking, you'll all be part of the team.
Hear him well.
Hear the Marine in the background. Yeah. Amen.
Do not harden your voice when you
eat. It took a Marine. We had to get a Marine in here to be able to make up for 10 sailors. No, 10. Well, I was a sailor. I can say that.
Oh, okay.
I can say that. In Navy stands for never again voluntary yourself. Something like that. I'm not sure. What does Army stand for?
I have no idea.
What was it? Aren't ready for the Marines yet.
Wow.
I just want you to know, I've never said that, never heard that until I heard Steve say that. So if you want to contact Steve. He was the one looking like this, talking about it says we're not ready for the Marines yet. Hoorah. Well, here we are. We're looking at reality, and sometimes looking at reality just, okay, that's an edge. You can't use the edge. It's just not, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I could see why somebody wants to bury their head in the sand of denial, but the truth is, God's called us to face it.
Right.
But we face it in faith. And the thing about it, it's not a shrinking heart in regards to looking at the reality, but you got to look at it. You can't go to sleep. You can't go to sleep as a parent. You can't go to sleep as a spouse. You can't go to sleep as a believer. I am so challenged because I'll be speaking in the beginning of the year at the Dream Center, and I'll encourage you to come be a part of the dream, the VFN Dream Center. Go to VFNDreamCenter.org to find out more about it. But God has sent us out. We've been sent out. And I remember when I was trying to negotiate with my brain whether I was going to jump out of a plane or not. Thank you, Chris, for editing my negotiating period.
Was that edited?
I was hesitant only because it was like 10,000.
14,000.
Oh, I'm sorry. Extra 4,000. It was like micro dots. The earth was like a micro dot. And your brain's just going, no, no, no. And the guy that I was strapped to with no shoes on, I think he's from Duck Dynasty.
He said,
I'm sending you out. And my brain's like, no, you're not. And he says, slide over. And I'm like, there is no over. It's only 12-inch wide floor of this plane, you know. And next thing you know is I was grasping onto the doorway negotiating, do I want to jump or not? He was saying, let go. It was kind of hard to hear because I only have four teeth. But in the context of that, I think I was like, 20? 20 or something like that?
No, 40.
40?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for record keepers. Love keeps no records of jumps. You know, right? And God's sending us out. And it's almost like that. It really is. Because you watch folks, they'll do anything except for going out. It's like, I'll beat myself. I will give you all my wealth. I'll work day and night. I'll move this pew from this side of the building to that side of the building. I'll put tents up. I'll cook food. I'll do. Please don't make me jump. You know, I was describing in Mariana when I had a chance, honored to be able to speak there once. He said, you know, what do you do? And I said, well, I train people up and kick them out. I mean, you almost have to. You have to force folks to get into the harvest field. And it's like, you're going to be held accountable in your life. You need somebody in your life that challenges you to do what the Lord sent us out to do. And in that, it's facing the reality of the darkness. When you are looking at folks, and The Final Quest is such a good book to read. It really is. Because you'll understand all this demonic activity that's taking place. Because when Jesus sent Paul out, he said, I'm sending you out to free those who are in darkness, to bring them into the light, to free those from the power of Satan to the power of God. And it's like all of a sudden the church doesn't even believe that there is power in darkness, that God did give, Adam did give the authority of this world over to Lucifer, and we take it back through Jesus Christ, but we're constantly taking it back in the authority of men. And asking them to make Jesus the Lord of their life. But we have to go. And there's a lot of darkness. There's a lot of folks that are held captive And the biggest captivity of all is religion. I mean, the fact that you won't go out the door, you know, and you jump in your car and you ride rapidly, speed, as a matter of fact, because I was in law enforcement for 10 years, and there was some law enforcement officer who said, watch, and they all sped. All these Christians sped to their buildings. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, don't write them tickets. Don't write them tickets, you know. And then they would speed back home and turn on the game, get the crop pot out, and we do it again for about another 7 days. But it's like this whole under-the-hat experience in God, and we're called to be sent out. And so I'm looking, and we'll be talking about that, you know, coming in a couple of days in the beginning of 2014 about, you know, he sent us out. He sent us out. Out's not strange, in is. And there's a lot of strange things going on when you see how many people's in. So when you're in, you spend a whole bunch of time just in there with each other. You just start losing your mind. It's like, what do you want to do next? I don't know. Let's just play some cards. Let's sing new songs. Let's write plays and stuff. Let's change the carpet. Let's, you know, let's get a new air conditioner system. You know, let's, and it just comes about all this centrifugal type, mentality, when the truth is the world is under darkness. Jesus is sending us out to go bring them from the captivity of darkness to the willingness of the light, follow the light, and to bring them from the power of Satan. I mean, think about that. I mean, how much have you heard lately about the power of Satan?
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it, but people don't identify as it. They don't identify as the power of Satan. They go, well, they're just political views are a little different, you know, and their doctrine's a little bit this, and, you know, this is what's going on. It's like, it's either light or dark. There is no gray areas in the context of God. And so I just want to encourage you, begin to just, before you bust into this new year and make any of these, what do you call those things that you make, the weight loss, height, stretch, these different things you do during the year.
No.
I know you've never done that. I know for a fact you've never done that.
Oh, no.
Maybe heel purchase, but no. No. What do they call the New Year's resolutions?
Resolutions.
Think about this. This is a resolution. Begin to pray now that God would prepare your heart to hear and be a part of, dear God, send me out, even if you got to kick my rumpus out. Get me out. That's what happened in Jerusalem. Because everybody wanted to stay in Jerusalem. A little help of persecution. People said that couldn't be. Well, if it truly was Lucifer over all that, he would not have left the apostles in Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. They would have been thrown out too. But the leaders stayed there, and the people who were trained up were sent out, and they preached Jesus everywhere they went. And so, you know, just say, oh, dear Lord, the four blood moons are right around the corner. Israel's surrounded. The prime minister of Israel is being rebuked by the former prime minister for taking a stand for the folks. Chaos and confusion. Now our president is talking about going to negotiate with the president of Iran. Dear Lord, kick my rumpus out of this comfort zone. Get me into the field. And if you have not yet made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you've been very religious. But you'll understand, if he's the Lord of your life and he said, get thee up and go, guess what you do?
You go.
And then he says, if you're ashamed of me before men, he says, I understand. You had a few issues. You were shy as a kid. It's a spirit of fear. What an innocent name for something that holds someone captive. And just come on in. Just, well, almost thought about done, son. Come on in and enter into the stuff, you know. This is what he says. He says, you wicked and lazy servant. Doesn't he say that?
Yeah.
Sons of Thunder.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
We definitely want to stand in line.
Lightning and fire with that.
Stand in line, right? Can I stand behind Pat when we're walking through the sea? But think about it. Think about it. Everybody's getting really soft now for the gospel. It's time for you to get thee out of that place and go. And rightly relate to those who understand this is the mandate on your life. There's no such thing as a man of the cloth. That was Tarzan. All of us are the ones called to go into all the world, and to be able to preach the good news of Jesus Christ. Listen, it is dark, yeah, but he's called us to go minister the light to the people in the darkness, And we are the light. Go be the light of the world so they'll see him, and to free them from the power of Satan to the power of God. I want to encourage you. Yeah, we're going to talk about some reality today, but it's for the purpose of you understanding to be the light in this dark situation, to free folks from this stuff in Jesus' name. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.